This is Digital Dave.
I'm Fast Eddie. Not only was the spring huge for that, but I needed a chiropractor afterwards.
I'll bet.
I'm still sore.
And your lungs are sore from screaming all the way up.
All the way down, too.
I know. What's the joke? The guy free-falling, you know anything about parachutes?
Parachutes.
The guy coming up, no, do you know anything about Coleman gas grills?
Yeah, there you go. And with us today from NOAA, we've had NOAA all week. I love these people. We have Rear Admiral Nancy Hahn. I can't believe that they're rolling out all this big brass for us.
Well, it's better than rolling them after us.
Well, you know, some people have said I'm a pain in the brass.
Oh. Now, I did not realize this. You're a Rear Admiral. So you are part of Navy?
Part of NOAA. So NOAA has a...
NOAA's its own semi-military hierarchy. I didn't realize that.
We do. We have a service, the NOAA Commission Corps. So we're one of the uniform services. And part of our job is running our aviation center and flying our aircraft.
Okay. How do you enlist in NOAA? I want to enlist in NOAA. I never heard of such a
fantastic
thing.
Fantastic. We have a recruiter here today looking for people.
Really?
So you commissioned into the Corps, and then we have an aviation branch.
Okay.
We have some of our pilots are here with our Twin Otter over at Hangar D. So you can stop by, see the aircraft, talk to the pilots.
Yeah.
Are they looking for grumpy old people? Because we fit the bill.
We're looking for everybody.
Oh, that's a scary thought. If you guys need any ballast on any of those hurricane flights, call us, you know.
We might.
Please.
We just might.
If you need somebody to point at and laugh, that we can handle.
We can handle the, you know, the air sickness part of it quite well, too. Yeah,
so you're saying you have a, what kind of aircraft do you guys normally operate? I thought it was mainly P-3s.
So we have 10 aircraft. We have one of our four Twin Otters here. We're just bringing a third King Air online. It'll be delivered this summer. We have two P-3s that do the hurricane mission, and then we have a G-4. We're bringing a new G-550 online, so it's entering the modification garage in August. They'll start cutting the aircraft.
And that'll be fitted out for hurricane penetration?
Yes.
Wow. In style.
That's right. I won't get the gold paneling, but we'll have apertures up and down. We can drop sounds. We can bring hard points.
A Gulfstream G-550 for hurricane penetration?
Said.
Oh, I'm in.
Yeah.
She said drop sons. That's code for getting rid of the air sick bags.
Oh, yeah, either that or pesky passengers.
Yeah.
Either
what's
one.
It like down there? It's wet.
Back to nice. The parachute opener.
Yeah. What duties do you guys have other than, you know, everybody knows hurricane. Yeah, okay. What do you do on a clear day?
No, it's a good question. And even the P-3s and the G-550 outside hurricane season. So we fly storms up in the North Atlantic in the wintertime to help with weather forecast. We fly all, it's called snow survey. So we fly around.
Oh, joy.
Yeah, all the U.S. and measure basically what ends up being the water for all the municipalities. So mm-hmm. when the snow melts, how much water are you going to have flooding your water supplies? We fly a lot of marine mammal missions, so looking for right whales, turtles.
Oh, wow.
It helps direct like the shipping traffic that comes
right.
through the lanes.
Nice. That's got to be a fun ride.
It's a fun ride. Coastal mapping. So after hurricanes, they'll send us out to survey areas, and it's all posted on Google Earth. So a lot of times when it's evacuated, that's the only way businesses and homes can see what's left. Emergency managers use it to go in and
so you must have been busy after Sandy.
We rewrote
a lot of maps there and Katrina.
Yeah, we've been FEMA deploys us. So we've been deployed after a number of hurricanes, tornadoes, flooding, wherever they need us. They'll
Wow.
send us right after. We'll get the images and then post them to Google Earth as soon as we land.
Wow.
Now, so we're busy.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, these are all long distance missions too, right?
Yeah.
Are any of your aircraft equipped for in-flight refueling?
We don't do in-flight refueling, but the Otters have even internal fuel tanks, wing fuel tanks, so they can stay up 8 hours. The P-3s obviously have good legs. The G-550 can stay up, 11, 12 hours if we need
to. So part of the modification is the extended bathroom.
I was going to say
exactly.
the pizza oven, too, because you're going to get hungry.
The galley's important.
Oh, yeah.
Coffee, galley, it's
all
important.
And whoever can cook.
That's right.
Got to have one crew member that knows how to use all that stuff.
Wait a minute. You mean they just don't bring hot pockets along?
They probably do.
You can, whatever you want to cook in the microwave.
Oh, my goodness. What's the worst weather you've flown in, personally?
I haven't flown the mission, but we fly a tornado mission out of Kansas. So we just finished in Salina, Kansas. And that, from the people that fly it, they've said that's more turbulent than hurricanes. So that's apparently the
Yeah, well, I always thought hurricanes had a defined structure, so you knew where the turbulence was, you knew the wind directions, but tornado, all bets are off.
You're exactly right, and the hurricanes aren't necessarily the category as much as the phase. So if it's an eye wall replacement cycle, it can be a really bumpy flight. We have flight meteorologists, we have multiple radars on the aircraft, so the meteorologists will watch and tell the pilots where to fly and where to avoid. So it's a good, it's a well-orchestrated team effort.
Yeah, there's a good reason. They've all got a lot to lose there.
That's right.
I was going to say, your maintenance crews have got to be absolutely top-notch because these airplanes are going to take a beating.
Now, I'm glad you asked that. The maintenance crews are second to none. They're so committed to the aircraft and the mission and the crews, and a lot of them will fly, so they'll be assigned to a specific aircraft, and they'll fly on it, but all the way from our Twin Otters to the P3s, they are so dedicated to those aircraft. And like you were saying, I mean, the hurricanes will fly 24 hours a day, so it comes down and it turns, it fuels, it switches crews, they make repairs.
Add more sodas.
More sodas, more hot pockets.
Get rid of the blue ice.
Yep. Empty the bathroom.
That's right.
And away you go.
Yeah, the maintenance teams are extraordinary.
I imagine you do inspections more often than most aircraft because of the G-loading that the things see in these storms.
So if they exceed a certain G load, they have to stop and inspect, but they are looking and taking care of those aircraft all the time. So all the scheduled items, calendar, cycles, landings, but they're always looking at those aircraft.
So you treat your mechanics well.
We do.
Very well.
Yeah. You know, the thing is, with tornadoes, as far as I'm concerned, anybody that's up flying around a tornado is out of their mind. You see, I'm not worried about the lightning, the rain, the hail, the turbulence. I'm worried about that tornado picking debris up and you slamming into something like that if you get too close.
There was an incident with a woman on a bicycle, right?
That's right.
some
crazy
went
flying
woman.
By.
We haven't seen her, but cows.
Yes, cows, tractors. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one thing you don't want to hit in an airplane is a cow.
A cow.
That could be
I'm surprised
disastrous.
There's not a patch on her flight suit that says the storms chase us.
Yeah.
Yeah, it puts the idea of a bird strike to rest when you're looking at the cows.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have scientists that fly with us on those tornado flights, so they're really instrumental in looking at the forecast and understanding the science in the storms. But you're right, I say that we do everything, we fly everything they tell you not to do in flight school.
Right, right. Divert around the storms. Why? You're thinking, why?
That's a perfectly good storm. Let's go check it out.
Why would we leave it? That's
yes.
Right.
Let's go.
That's
so,
right.
So what kind of data do you routinely collect?
Oh, that's a good question. So the hurricanes, for example, in this data set, similar to a lot of the missions, we'll be getting temperature, humidity, wind direction, and speed. Those are the basics when we drop the sondes. We even launch uncrewed aircraft systems.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so we'll launch them. They'll fly down about 100 meters off the water where you can't really get data any other way. We're not flying the aircraft down there. So they'll take data and transmit it back. We have a tail Doppler radar. So there's 3 airborne tail Doppler radars in the world. They're on our aircraft.
Wow.
That's really valuable to the forecasters and the models. It gives them basically an X-ray of the storm, and that's been really informative for the forecast. So real-time, all that data we're collecting, we transmit back to the Hurricane Center, and the forecast that they're putting out, the tracking intensity, or while we're still in the mission, they're putting those forecasts out, and they improve the forecast. That data improves the forecast up to 30%. It's significant.
Wow. Wow.
And it needs all the help it can get. I guess they're drones that you're flying down to 100 feet. Who's the lucky individual that gets to hang out the door with a net to retrieve them?
Well, do you retrieve them?
We don't. So
I didn't think so.
The drop sondes, and we're working with private companies, manufacturers, to develop ones that are expendable. Get the price point down, have them be durable. We just did flight test a couple weeks ago, and they can fly 3.5 hours with pretty good range. So we can drop them off, lead them to do their thing while we go out and kind of cross back and forth.
Actually pretty impressive.
It's pretty cool.
And they've got to be autonomous enough, and they've got to be powerful enough to overcome all the crazy winds they're going to be flying through and not crash.
And it's always amazing to me they do. They're not big. They're packed in AXBT or airborne bathythermograph tubes. And if anyone's seen it, it's not that big. So it comes out, the sleeve breaks away, the wings come out, the engine starts and off it goes, but it can handle the weather.
It's electric or gas powered?
Electric.
Okay.
It can handle the weather.
It's undoubtedly
That's impressive.
It's undoubtedly got a better battery pack than your bike at this point.
Yeah, all right. Well, we'll get to that later.
Fair enough.
The guys at Flight Test want to talk to you, though. They yeah. want to launch some of their airplanes made sure. out of foam board
sure.
from your aircraft.
We love trying out new technology, new instrumentation.
Now, you said that you're recruiting people. What are you looking for?
So we're looking, I mean, everything, new pilots, new mechanics, so we're an in-stop shop where we do everything. We have the test pilots, we have flight engineers, we have sheet metal maintainers. I mean, we're a one-stop shop. The scientists will come in and bring us some instrument they built on their lab bench, and we'll certify it, mount it, make it airworthy, and fly it. So everything. We have our recruiter here for the officers, which are the pilots. We're expanding our fleet, so we have the G550 coming online, which is really exciting. It will be the most climate-capable aircraft in the world. And then we're working to recapitalize the P3 aircraft with C-130. So it's a huge
That'll be nice. Yeah, you can take a ping pong table while
that's
you're
right.
waiting.
Have some air fun. Hockey.
Yeah,
there you go.
Maybe pad it and do some zero G stuff.
That's right.
Hey, you know, if you're really lucky, you can put a bowling alley in
there. You go.
That'd work good in a turbulent storm.
That'd be make it entertaining.
Yes. Here's the technical question. How many ping pong balls can you carry?
No.
It's like the candy in the jar. I'll get back to you on
exactly,
that.
Exactly. Well, I want to thank you for joining us. Rear Admiral, I can't see the tag.
Nancy
Han.
Thank you. Yeah.
That's
encourage
very cool.
people to come by and check us out.
Where are you?
We're over at Hangar D with the Federal Partnership. And
uh-huh.
So we have a twin otter. We have pilots. We have our recruiter.
I'll have to come over.
All right.
Come visit.
All right.
Come visit us in Lakeland, Florida, too.
Oh, I'd love to.
Center.
This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And you're listening to EAA Radio.